Egypt's protesters push for faster reform. Jihad and Sharia law face Christians still in North Sudan. And a ministry shares the thrill of seeing the gospel change social outcasts to church leaders. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Vision Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Egypt's revolution is starting to go a little stale. It's that thought that had thousands in the public squares again Tuesday protesting. Sat7 USA's Dr. Rex Rogers explains.
I think people are just frustrated with the pace of change, primarily. I mean, there have been things that have changed, and things are moving in a direction that many of us would hope.
They're upset that 5 months after the major uprising, little progress has been made toward parliamentary elections or a new constitution.
They're pushing for trials, they're pushing for dismissals, some of which have happened in the last week or two.
Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has studios in Cairo. Their staff has been using their programming to encourage peace.
How do we reach people in this time period of more openness, to people who are questioning what has been their religious convictions, their political attachments, to think about who the Lord is? Who is the God of the Bible? Who is Jesus Christ? And what can he do in their lives?
Next, in the fervor surrounding the birth of South Sudan, Open Doors' Carl Muller suggests another group's gone overlooked.
We are rejoicing that there's increased freedoms and of course, more challenges in the South. We have to ask the question, what about the Christians in the North?
Many Christians fear that the recent secession will mean more difficulty for Christians who remain in the North.
The biggest challenge that they're facing right now is a decree from the president, Bashir, of the country, that he is going to strengthen Sharia law after the secession is finalized.
Historically, the extension of Islamic law into society has never been a good thing for Christians. The possibility of religicide is increasing. Nonetheless, the church is growing, and Muller believes will continue to do so in spite of persecution.
Those Christians are bracing for an onslaught of new repression, but pray that they would be able to stand strong and continue to provide the light of Jesus Christ into their communities.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Once gang leaders and prostitutes, new Christians in Latin America are now entering pastoral training. Lars Dunberg with Global Action says their pastoral training program is seeing a movement for the gospel in society's outcasts.
We are pleased that we can train these kinds of people for the gospel for the future.
Global Action also sees God using their medical supply donations to make an impact. A children's burn unit in El Salvador got donated equipment from Global Action, but the organization doesn't always know what goes in the containers for donation. They were pleasantly surprised.
In that container were children's beds, children's wheelchairs, and children's walkers. And so we just see God's way of providing the right things at the right time, and that burn unit is now up and working.
Through these, the gospel message is heard.
People say, why are you giving us this? Well, it's because Christ's love that forces us to do this. And so we see the gospel opening up, giving possibilities to be shared.
Meanwhile, cholera has yet to loosen its grip on grief-stricken Haiti. Victims continue to lose their lives to the disease, but not in one Samaritan's Purse treatment center. The mortality rate of cholera patients there is under 0.7%. A team of 8 CJB Global nurses and doctors has been at the center for the last week to ensure recovery for victims and to present them with a gospel. A team doctor says quick recoveries have been encouraging. Now pray for Open Doors. And a youth camp in Tanzania made a comeback to finish strong after a rough week. Grace Ministries International's youth camp had 50 campers on their last week from 8 different villages. While the week before had been difficult, they praised God for giving the staff new energy. The gospel message was told to the kids, and 25 campers accepted Christ. Please pray that these children would grow in the love and knowledge of their Savior. For the full story, you can go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now celebrating our 20th anniversary. To help us celebrate, we're encouraging you to do something intentional for God in July. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link where you'll find tons of suggestions on how you can affect change in someone's life this summer. Things like going on a short-term trip or praying for an unreached people group. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.